A powerful earthquake in the waters of the South Pacific unleashed a tsunami that swept onto the Samoan Islands, flattened coastal villages and resorts. So far, more than 100 deaths have been reported, with the toll expected to rise. The damage is massive. President Obama has declared American Samoa a disaster area. To find out more, we reached Mapasua Norman Paul in Samoa. He owns a resort and has just come back from a drive along the coast, a place that was the hardest hit. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What did people tell you happened when the tsunami hit? How did they describe it?
Well, immediately after the shake, the earthquake happened, which is registered at 8.3, they saw the waters recede out to the coastal reef, and they knew something was happening, and they made for higher ground, and it just came and just wiped everything out that was in its path completely, including some beautiful vessels that were parked in the lagoon, and threw them up onto the higher ground. But nobody died along that particular side of the coast.
Were you able to see at this time when you were traveling homes or, you know, other areas besides the resorts? I mean, to know the sense of people being left homeless?
Oh, yes. In between the main coastal road, which the waters didn't reach, most houses and buildings that were in the path of the tsunami were actually all destroyed, completely along the whole coast.
Hmm. Did you have any sense of whether those people in those homes escaped?
Some were able to make it to higher ground. Others, because it was so early in the morning, the children were getting ready to go to school. The elderly were, you know, getting their usual meals for the morning for the kids before they go to school. No, they didn't make it. And to this hour, they're still searching for those people's bodies, which some have been recovered, some have not been recovered. You know, 5 minutes from the time that the earthquake hit to the tsunami actually hitting is just not ample time for anybody to run to higher ground. No way.
Uh-huh. And services, are people able to get such things as water?
Yes. The water system is still intact. The power lines are intact, and that's just on one part of the coast, but we drove along towards the east, which is towards American Samoa, and that area was the hardest hit. Speaking to another couple that have a resort out towards the east, they were up at 6. The earthquake shook at about 10 to 7, and they saw the whole water recede out, and within 5 minutes, the surge had come back in, 4 big, massive waves, one after the other. And luckily, there's some higher ground where they yelled out to their guests, get to higher ground, get to higher ground, which they did. But him and his partner were not so fortunate, and they had to cling on to dear life in their home as the waves washed through. But fortunately, they made it, and they're okay now, but they've lost their resort. But not so much for the poor people along the coast. Kids were walking along the main road, going to school. Workers were getting up, trying to catch transportation into town to come to work. And that's the area that's mostly hardest hit, and that's total destruction there, total destruction.
Thank you for speaking with us about this.
You're most welcome, Renee.
Mapasua Norman Paul speaking to us from Samoa.